I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Poland says it shot down Russian drones that violated its airspace during strikes on Ukraine. A NATO spokesman says it was the first time the alliance confronted a potential threat in its airspace. European leaders say it's an expansion of the assault on Ukraine. Jamie Shea, a professor of strategy and security at University of Exeter and a former NATO spokesman, was asked what happens next.
Putin is a great risk taker, and he wants to push the envelope as far as possible. So I think for NATO, the key issue is, you know, what can we do to deter Russia from doing this? You know, we don't want to start a war with Russia. We're a defensive alliance, but clearly we're dealing, you know, with a poker player who's willing to sort of up the ante, and we've got to up our game.
Russia's defense ministry says it did not target Poland, while Belarus, a close ally of Moscow, says it tracked some drones that lost their course because they were jammed. I'm Ed Donahue.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.